WHCL, Clinton, New York. That was Saxophun, and that is spelled P-H-U-N, because that's the way I spell fun. Well, some nights. And yes, that was Oscar Levant on the piano, accompanying Rudy Weedoft with his beautiful sax. They're, you know, having some fun with it. Some saxophone, in fact. 1926. And the reason why I thought the previous one was 1926, Vals Vanité, is it sounds fairly similar recording quality. Might well have been from those sessions done in Britain when Rudy went over there with Oscar as his accompanist. Very, very interesting recordings. I thought I'd play them. It's nice to have something like that on once in a while. And at some point, I will play some recordings that Al Galadoro did of Rudy Weedoft pieces on the probably on Al's birthday anniversary or close to it coming up. But Rudy tipped his hat to Al. He knew how good he was, and we all did. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, a radio station so exclusive that even the bookstore across the hall does not listen to it. And I have to give them, that takes guts. You know, you're right across from a radio station, and you listen to, you know, you listen to the country outlet, the big, you know, the big 100,000 watter. You got to support your 260 watt stations. You just have to. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm doing okay. I'll get over it. Here's another donation from the Codger, and this is a wonderful record. 1921, Mamie Smith and her jazz band. Not Jazz Hounds. No, Mamie Smith and her jazz band. 1921, Mama Whip, Mama Spank. Well, I feel like spanking somebody. And I'll keep those thoughts to myself. for the duration.
Thank you. no, he wasn't fishing, just teaching the worm to swim. Now I hope I'm not misleading, I've said the same before, that even though your size a dog, it ain't gonna rain no more. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more, it ain't gonna rain no more. But how in the world can the old folks tell, it ain't gonna rain no more.
That was the Carolina Club Orchestra, which was Hal Kemp. That's who that was on one of those budget Columbia subsidiaries. Well, it wasn't much of a budget. They used to sell those things for as much as the real Columbias because they found they were selling better for some reason, even though they were acoustically recorded. Well, there was Arthur Fields, and he could sing into one of those horns because he had the lungs for it. And Arthur Fields was a Utican, at least for part of his life, so we have to promote him. Carolina Club Orchestra, Dream Train, from 1926. I had to do a Freudian show sometime, including all this imagery. Some people might not be able to take it, but we'll see what happens. It's just a threat of mine. Before that, we had the International Novelty Orchestra, Billy Murray, Ed Smalley, It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo'. M-O apostrophe, 1924, Victor, and I did correct the pitch on that a little bit because it was running a hair fast. Beginning with Mamie Smith and her jazz band, Mama Whip, Mama Spank. Well, I think that goes beyond Freud into Carl Jung. 1921. other Kraft dubbing, perhaps. No, I always like their cheese. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior. WHCL 88.7 FM. WHCL.org. Thanks for listening tonight. It's been, you know, I've been on for 4 years. I can't believe it either, but I have. And starting a fifth year tonight. The summer season now begins officially, and I'm beginning with it. And here is, oh, I had to play this. I just had to play this on a CD, mainly because of the vocal, but it's a great jazz record nonetheless. There's a lot of good hot stuff in there, but I just had to, I just love this vocal in a negative sort of way. My guilty pleasure, Ray Miller and his Hotel Gibson Orchestra, and he's singing, I Ain't Got Nobody.
Take a chance with me. I'm gonna sing you love songs, honey, all along here. You be my honey bunch, I send my honey bunch of joy. Now I ain't got nobody but, and nobody cares for little me.
There we have three songs of lamentation and very plaintive songs indeed. And the last one, can I associate with that. That's another donation from the codger, and I appreciate it, because it just happened to arrive on the day that, my wife did go on a diet. So, and the worst thing about that is, I used to, one of my things is I like to impress everybody with my cooking, and now I'm just cooking for myself, and I'm not impressed. It's nice when you can show off. It's like singing in the shower. It's not like Carnegie Hall. I'm cooking very simple meals for myself, and I'm fading away too, but it'll take a while. That was Harry Hudson as Melody Man, Leslie Cerrone on the vocal, My Wife is on a Diet, from, 1929. Before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra, Lou Conrad, singing again, that classic recording, Bubba Miley on the cornet there. What is this thing called love? 1930. And Leo was supposedly a man who hated jazz, yet he hired Bubba Miley. So, that's interesting. Beginning with Ray Miller, he sounds like he's in real pain there. So we feel his pain. I Ain't Got Nobody, 1927. So now on Radiola with Andy Senior here on WHCL. 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, coming from beautiful Hamlin College. It's reunion weekend. It's gorgeous. That's why the bookstore was open. They're trying to make a quick buck off all these old-timers. Not that I should talk, because I'm an old-timer, too. But they're trying to glean something. Here's Chuck Bullock in 1933. Anytime, any day, anywhere.
Any day, anywhere. Say the word, you'll be heard, I'll be there. It makes no difference where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Where it leads me, I'll come running if you need me, anytime, any day, anywhere.
some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue, with someone sharing a delightful chat of this and that and cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient, with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Start cutting loose, get honky tonky. It's getting cute, let your feelings run wild. Shake feet plenty, don't be hearty. Work double 20, that means 40. Make noise entry, act just like big child. Oh, got such, well, you know what I want to say. Hot much, that tempo sure is hot that way. I'll bet a dime against a donut. Other than they may come and go, but when you learn donkey, you will want it to stay.
Cotton Pickers, Zonkey. George Thomas again on the vocal, 1929 from Victor V38118B. Nice record. Gotta love that. Before that, Nehu and his Westchester Biltmore Orchestra with Douglas Newman on the vocal there. Cocktails for Two, 1935. And just, you know, my voice is shot tonight. I'll get through the show, don't worry. But I tried to sing that. Boy, I sounded like a cross between Irving Kaufman and Kermit the Frog. It was not a pleasant melding of tones. And before that, we had Chick Bullock, Anytime, Any Day, Anywhere, 1933. Yes, well, Chick sounded all right. He sure did. And I think that was Eddie Lang on there. And if it wasn't, it should have been. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. And, you know, all these playlists are on Radiola blog, so... you know, type radio into Google. It comes right up at the top. It did for me tonight, and I still can't believe it. And other things going on, check Radiola blog. You'll find as you scroll down the Record Bash in New Jersey. That's very interesting stuff. All those great records there later this month. So I think you can still get accommodations down there. So scroll down on that, and you'll find it. I'm not going to go into detail here. Also... If you like, and I think it's at recordbash dot something or other. I'm just frazzled. I'm about ready to. If I'm still awake at the end of the show, it'll be a miracle. But also, there's great links. There's Randy Bryant's Forward into the Past, Rich Conaty's Big Broadcast, Rob Bamberger's Hot Jazz Saturday Night. You have so many great shows on, and they're all great people too. You have to listen to those shows. They're wonderful shows, and. And this show aspires to that kind of credibility. Good luck, I hear you say. Well, I believe in luck, but I also believe sometimes your luck runs strange. Last time I was in the studio, there was an odd occurrence, which I did not detail. But it left a rather bad me in a rather strange frame of mind. And I have to exorcise those demons, so... This is rather a cryptic set, but it refers precisely to what occurred in the studio and what I found when I came in. So, I'm exercising those demons, although I guess I have to thank other people for taking care of what was here. But I had not the heart nor any other wherewithal to handle that in any way. But we're gonna comment on that musically without doing so explicitly. Here are the Allen Brothers in 1932, and the label says Fruit Jar Blues.
Running out over the top. If you don't watch me, Daddy, I'll get drunk before I stop. Thank you.
air. I'll soon be happy. My life will be all care. Cause along with the whiskey, they gonna bring back that old time beer. It's been years and years since I put my foot on the bar. Put my foot on the bar. But I didn't have to worry, cause I could get it in the old fruit jar.
Because it's a one. wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Yes, follow the yellow brick road, would you? Exactly. Jim Davidson and his ABC, that's the Australian Broadcasting Corporation Dance Orchestra, I'm guessing about 1940 from what I've been able to determine, were off to see the Wizard, maybe 39, but I think that was 40. Before that, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Ozzie singing, and I don't know who the female vocalist was there briefly, the Tinkle song. 1939, beginning with the Fruit Jar Blues, the Allen Brothers in 1932, celebrating the end of Prohibition, which they knew was coming. That was, they had to give people that. They were suffering in so many ways. And there are so many ways to suffer. You just have to enumerate them someday. This is Radiola. If I hope you're not suffering here. Radiola Calling is the name of the show, which somehow has a rather unfortunate juxtaposition to the previous set. But indeed, Radiola Calling, the beginning of 5 years, I hope. The fifth season now begins this night. It's been good. Yes, we're a lot of good stuff, and I'm happy to do this show because I don't know anybody else is doing one locally, so... If anyone wishes to compete with me, I would not look with disdain upon that. But the field is wide open, obviously. Let's cleanse our mental and musical palate with the next selection here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Al Boley in 1932, and here's a song that was used in the movie The Big Broadcast and probably one other film, but I love it. It was so beautiful.
Nighttime found us, happiness around us, church bells ringing. Day is done, they'll be ringing when we're one. Evening's blessing, you and I caressing, music, moonlight, melody, only there for you and me. It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. It was so beautiful, so marvelous, the stars above us shone, we were alone, we were alone. The time was right, the moon was low, I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you were mine. The time was right, the moon was low. I held you tight, how could I let you go? It was so beautiful, so wonderful, so gorgeous, so divine, and you were mine, and you.
Special request, that was Harry James and his orchestra with Frank Sinatra, Francis Albert, in 1939, Melancholy Mood. Well, we can squeeze, that's about as much Frank Sinatra as will fit into this show under normal circumstances. So, but I was, that's a lovely record, and I'm glad I played it. And I have a lot good, Frank was great, but he just doesn't fit into radiola normally. But we managed to get him in right there. Yes, thanks for that suggestion. Before that, Al Boley, It Was So Beautiful, 1932. Well, this is Radiola, yes. And Andy Sr., beginning 5 years, beginning the fifth year. Sounds like I'm going to start serving a sentence, which may happen anyway. But beginning of the fifth year of this show on WHCL, 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And thank you so much for listening. Also, in addition to all my many thanks, and I will always miss thanking people, so I'll catch up with you eventually. But I do want to thank everyone for listening and streaming tonight. And I also want you to listen to another guy who's wonderful. Next Friday, he'll be back here at 6 p.m. Mark Fuller will be doing Retro Country. And his show, unlike the usual country station that I was disparaging, he plays the real stuff. He plays the real country, the good stuff, and the stuff the real basic country, not basically watered down rock and roll. And that's 6 p.m. here on WHCL on Friday. So tune in early and listen late with Mark Fuller in Retro Country at 6 next Friday. And I believe Jonathan Mead is still doing his show this summer. He's on at 8 o'clock with Anywhere But Here. You got to listen to these guys. Well, WHCL.org will direct you to any programming. And we're on at 8 next week. Yes, indeed. We will try to do that. And thanks again. And we're going to finish. And this is this isn't cryptic at all. It's but let's go out with a nice up-tempo one. But the title is very appropriate to how I've been lately, burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. Ray Miller and his Hotel Gibson Orchestra, 1927, Weary Blues. WHCL, Clinton, New York.